Hindi na bago sa lahat ang katagang bagong taon, bagong buhay. Naging ugali na kasi ng lahat na kapag bagong taon, ito na ang panahon na nagbabalik tanaw sa mga nangyari sa nagdaang taon. Kaya dito naglalabasan ang mga New Year's resolution at isa sa mga paborito o gustong makamit sa bagong taon ng marami ay ang pagbabawas ng timbang. At sabi ni Alicia Homequest na isang qualified dietitian, sinasamantala ito ng maraming negosyante o kumpanya na nag-aalok ng pagbabawas ng timbang sa pamamagitan ng kanilang advertisement o patalastas sa lahat ng platform sa media, lalo na sa social media, para sa mas maraming kliyente.
The top two goals that people set are around improving their fitness or losing weight. And the entire health and wellness industry particularly prey on people's insecurities at this time of year and people's willingness to want to make a change.
Bilang isang qualified dietitian, ginamit ni Homequest ang kanyang kaalaman para itayo ang WIRL, na isang mental health being app na gumagamit ng food o pagkain para mapabuti ang kondisyon ng mga kababaihan. Sabi nito, matapos ang mahabang pagdiriwang gaya ng Pasko at Bagong Taon, ginagamit ng mga multibilyong dolyar na diet industry ang nararamdamang guilt at shame ng maraming tao para magbawas ng timbang kahit gumastos ng malaki.
Even though they say you'll feel better, you'll look better, all of these promises that they make, we know from the science that following these things actually leads to things like body dissatisfaction, things like poor self-esteem, low self-confidence, because all we then know is, oh, if I live in a smaller body, I'm going to be more confident. And that is just simply untrue. And it also leads to things like disordered eating behaviors. So they teach us, they are literally teaching us how to cut foods out of our diet, how to demonize foods and label them as good or bad or putting moral value on foods.
Saad naman ni Dr. Fiona Wheeler na isang Advanced Accredited Practicing Dietitian at lecturer ng Queensland University of Technology. Maraming dahilan kung bakit mataba o payat ang isang tao, kaya hindi ito reliable na basihan sa totoong kondisyon sa kalusugan ng isang tao.
At any body weight, a whole heap of people are well and a whole heap of other people are quite unwell. That's not the same as health at all. But it does take a long time to peel back those conditioned layers of both intellectual understanding of health and weight and also the, you know, personal experience of having a body and what that's meant in relationships and what it's meant in community and what it's meant in our work lives and all of those kind of things.
Ani Dr. Wheeler, totoong nababawas ang 5-10% ng timbang sa loob ng 6 na buwan ng pagdijeta. Pero lumalabas sa ginawang pag-aaral na kadalasan bumabalik ang timbang na ito at minsan pa mas mabigat ang nadadagdag na timbang sa loob ng 2-5 taon. At nagiging rason ito para makulong ang isang tao sa tinatawag na cycle of dieting na magreresulta ng metabolic changes o pagbabago sa kondisyon ng kakayahan ng katawan ng tao na magsunog ng pagkain sa loob nito. Dahil dagdag ni Dr. Wheeler, ang katawan ng isang tao ay natural na nakikitang ang pagpapababa o pagbabawas ng enerhiya at sustansya sa katawan kapag nagda-diet ay banta sa kanilang survival.
When somebody comes to me and we start to do this kind of work together, we talk about times that they have tried to lose weight in the past and what's happened with them, and then talk about, you know, what the scientific research says as well. And when they discover that their story is actually entirely predictable based on what we know of other humans, there's often this kind of light bulb moment. Oh, it's not me that's a failure. It's that my body's actually working as it works. You know, metabolism is functioning properly. The body does not like not having enough energy and nutrients to go around. It will protect its largest, basically its largest adult body size is what it says is mine, and it will protect that at all costs.
Ayon naman kay Louise Adams na isang clinical psychologist at founder ng Untrapped na isang online community ng mga taong may isyu sa pagkain at timbang, dapat may gagawing pagbabago sa tinatawag na weight stigma.
We've tried all kinds of diets. They don't work. They still don't work, no matter what they're telling us. Drugs and surgery are really unnecessary and quite dangerous. The elephant in the room here really is weight stigma. And how much we really, as a country and as a society, we don't like largeness. And that needs to change.
Paliwanag nito, dapat wakasan na ang ideyang weight-centric patungo sa weight-neutral approach para tugunan at gamutin ang mga isyu na kinakaharap ng isang tao para palakasin ang tinatawag na health at every size o mas kilala ngayong HIES. At dito sa Australia, marami ng medical, health at fitness professionals ang gumagamit ng HIES approach.
For every single health condition, there is a weight neutral way of approaching it. Weight loss is very rarely necessary. There are some examples of when weight is like a barrier to decent healthcare. So, for example, people who need a knee surgery might be told they need to lose weight in order to get that surgery. And HIES perceive that as weight-based discrimination in healthcare. And that's why, you know, we're building our organisation to push back against these ideas, because recommending something that doesn't work in order to get access to a fairly simple procedure that will greatly improve health, that just seems like really old-fashioned exclusionary tactics, and that's not okay.
Dagdag ni Adams, may mga ebidensya ng lumalabas na ang pagwakas ng stigma sa timbang ng katawan ng tao o tatak na mataba ka kaya hindi ka maganda, at bagkos ay tumulong at tanggapin ang mga pagbabago sa lahat ng aspeto ng buhay ay nakakatulong para mapabuti ang physical at mental health ng mga taong may mabigat na timbang.
If people feel represented and part of a society, their health indicators go way up. That's something we don't think about. If we believe we are a member of a hated group and we internalize that hatred, that has a health impact. And this is what HIES is all about. It's recognizing it's not the size of the human. It's how that human's being treated in the world that is the, you know, birthplace of all of these health problems. And if we really care about health, we need to address that and help people to belong.
Para sa mga tagapakinig na nangangailangan ng suporta at tulong tungkol sa eating disorder at may isyu sa timbang ng katawan, tumawag sa Butterfly Foundation sa numerong 1-800-334-673 o sa www.butterfly.org.au. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Amy Hall na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.